What about the 2024 Dem autopsy? I feel like silly covering this because it's saying shit literally everybody already knew. If you don't remember, typically after an election is lost, a party will do some kind of autopsy. They'll try to figure out why they lost. In 2024, the Democrats lost, and then they did an autopsy, and then they refused to release it. How interesting. That's really, really, really weird, especially after an election where it wasn't just like the Dems lost, you know, they put up a good fight and they couldn't quite make it across the finish line. The Dems lost in a way that opened up a lot of scrutiny, a lot of derision. A lot of people were very angry at the Dems. Right now, Dem popularity as the party of the Democrats, its popularity is lower than it ever has been in all of recorded history. So it seems like the perfect environment to kind of bring light to the faults inside, you know, try to find out why things went wrong, but they didn't. And you're never going to believe it. Dems working on secret report, that's their autopsy, found Gaza cost Harris votes. Wow. I still remember that one debate where that smug IRI guy told you that Dem voters will have completely forgotten Gaza by the time of the vote. Yep. What's wild is that people found that Gaza caused a loss of support. They were forced to not include it in the report. Then the report got canned. Incredible stuff, really. The DNC's research on what went wrong in 2024 has been under lock and key since party leaders decided last year to hide it from the public, a reflection of how explosively it could resonate with the party and beyond. Activists from the IMEU policy project told the DNC that Biden-Harris's administration support for Israel was a factor in the party's losses because it drained support from some young people and progressives. Hamid Bendas, a spokesperson for them, said that during the meeting, the DNC shared with us their own data also found the policy was, in their words, a net negative in the 2024 election. Two other senior aides of the pro-Palestinian org also said the DNC had drawn this conclusion. Remember, it's not that the DNC doesn't know that they lost the election because of decisions they made. It's that they don't care. There is no way of squaring the circle without acknowledging that. The problem here is that they would rather lose to Trump. They made the choice to give the country to Trump because the alternative would have been to anger Zionists. It's pretty bad. In an environment like this, it is increasingly difficult to believe in electoralism. It's not just about picking the best candidate. Candidates are influenced by policy decisions from other people in the party. They're influenced by the media. They're influenced by directives from the DNC. There's a big network of decision-making and influence. And if the DNC, the party itself, which is a very powerful organization, is so insistent on defending Israel that they are willing to lose the election over it, they're so allergic to criticizing Israel that they won't even lie about it and then change their minds later. Like, that was also on the table. Kamala Harris could have said, "I completely disavow what we're doing, what Israel's doing, what we're doing to support them," so on and so forth, and then lied later. But they don't even want to momentarily break that support. There are a ton of major DNC officials right now absolutely livid over this. A real divide in the party's forming. It's going to explode during the midterms. I certainly hope so. The IMEU policy project's now accusing the DNC of withholding its report in part because of its findings on Israel. DNC spokesperson Kendall Whitmer denied that. You. Why would you withhold the report if not for the information in the report? Then it leaks, and the DNC spokesperson's going to be like, "Nah, we just withheld it for fun. We just withheld it for fun. We didn't withhold it for any particular reason. We just withheld it for fun." It's because everything in there is against the will of the donors. It's the reason why I've said the Republican Party is allowed to move to the right. The Democrats, the party, I mean, they're not allowed to move to the left because them moving to the left to appease their voters would go against the interests of their donors, whereas the Republicans moving to the right does not go against the interests of their donors. It works perfectly fine with them. Again, in this environment, do you understand now why I say what I said about Gavin Newsom and JD Vance? This is a fundamental rot that goes so far beyond the inept liberal platitudes about the best candidate that we had to endure in 2016 and 2020 and during the non-primary of 2024. We all had to sit there and listen about how we had to hear them pretend essentially that there was no meta-textual environment to an election, you know? Like all of it, or I guess I should say like meta-electoral environment, it's only about the candidate and the quality of the candidate. The idea that there might be any kind of influence or pressure being put by the billions of dollars these lobbyists and special interest groups represent, or the obvious biases of the DNC itself, those are immaterial, irrelevant. The clear biases of the media, like how every single media outlet was super duper indefinitely interested in what Mamdani thought about the state of Israel, a country 10,000 miles away. Really interesting stuff. How coincidental. All of them were just so curious all the time. Are you interested in debating blue MAGA types over this? I've seen how they act on Twitter, and I feel like ideologically there's very little separating them from the MAGA people, apart from like which team they're on. The problem is that like to those people, I'm just a dirty communist, and my hatred of the DNC stems from some kind of strange like epistemic, like I have a fundamental opposition to the Democrats. I'm just a thorn in their side. Even though I voted for Hillary in 2016, Biden in 2020, the general, of course, and then Kamala Harris in 2024, even though I was always there, my opposition must be I'm doing it for clout, you know? No, I think what we really need to focus in on are not the delusional blue MAGA dipshits, but rather the general population who is upset with the Democratic Party for, and again, I want to be clear on this, choosing to lose to Trump. They knew this was losing them votes, and they chose to take this path anyway. Yeah, the blue MAGA groups, they are the only people with less influence than lefty. Okay. The average Democrat is upset right now. There was concrete polling data at the time. Yep. But the data is even more clear now, right? Democrats are even more anti-Israel on average than they were back then. So given that, they're going to hold their same position. Is there any mainstream media discussion of this? Because by the way, there was basically none after they decided to hide the autopsy, you know? Look at this. One video, Arsenal News, 2 months ago, 2 months ago, 2 hours ago, no views. Like, the media won't cover this because there is only one conclusion that you can derive from the decision to not release the autopsy, and it's that the DNC despises you and chose to throw the country over to the Republicans. There is no other. Can somebody, I'm asking in good faith, I'm not trying to like do a rhetorical bit. Can somebody provide any other explanation, like a cope explanation? What reason there could be for the DNC doing this besides them caring more about bending the knee to Israel than winning elections against Republicans? I genuinely can't think of any. Even if I like twist my brain, I try to think of improbable outcomes, I can't think of any other explanation. Someone in the DNC told me they don't want to give Republicans the playbook to win. What a anti-democratic sentiment. You don't want your voters to know. Oh, we don't want to be transparent with why we lost the election and failed the American people because we don't want to give them a play. What playbook, what info are they going to derive for that? Are the Republicans going to learn they should be anti-Israel? What policy position are they going to hawk? I don't get why the DNC does this. Can't they just take AIPAC money, then be completely anti-Israel, then elected? Nah, because the Jewish supremacists and evangelicals are massive ideological hardliners. They're delusional. They're not like big money types who are okay with giving money to both parties to see, like, you know, whoever wins, they favor them. These people need permanent 100% complete indoctrination. You need to like bend the knee completely. It's the reason why Democrats are so tight-lipped with any criticism of Israel, because a lot of the people who are supporting them, conditional to their support for Israel, they don't want strategic support. They want you to live and die for them. What do you expect? Like, yeah, a lot of these people, they're beholden to a coalition of interests that include Jewish supremacists, ethno-nationalists, people who want to bring about the literal end of the world. They're not going to be rational. That's why AIPAC is, like, recently, AIPAC ended up getting a progressive elected because they started running disingenuous attack ads against the more moderate candidate who didn't support them as aggressively. They're not always rational. They don't pursue their own rational self-interest. They are insane. I bet all the chorus-funded won't touch this topic. Oh, Garrett, 100%. Absolutely, they will not. Or at the very least, not the usual suspects, not the proponents. I would be surprised if Deepak or Brian Tyler Cohen or whatever, if they made any videos on this. If they do, I can't imagine what they'd say, but I'd be very surprised if they did. Very, very surprised. BTC hasn't said a word. Yeah, that sounds right. How can we actually vote for an anti-Zionist candidate if the DNC is pretty much willing to use corruption? Look, Mamdani won, you know? Mamdani did win. But also, yeah, it does make me think that, like, the DNC needs to have its nose dragged in the dirt a little while longer, I'm afraid. If the DNC is currently operating in such a way that it is okay with allowing Trump to win because the alternative would be any criticism of Israel, that's not a Democratic Party that could ever fix anything going wrong in this country. More, like, work to break them in needs to be done. We need to lose the midterms. Actually, I disagree. The midterms are where I want us to win big time, because a lot of the people winning in the midterms are going to be more ideologically aligned with the Democratic voters than they are with the party. Like, a lot of the local elections are going to be from regular Dems, and a lot of those regular Dems are going to be real human beings and not crazy, you know, Zionist, Israel-aligned people.